Om Shanti. Good morning. On behalf of all double foreigners, I would welcome Asha Didi ji to give us a class. Actually, Asha Didi ji is a director of ORC and she's taken a sustenance from Mama and Baba. Recently, she visited South America for Baba service. So it's a great honor for us. She's in here for us to give a class. Especially, Dadi Janki ji told her to come to Gyan Sarovar and give class for double foreigners. So we welcome again Asha Didi ji to give us a class. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good morning. What would you like me to tell you? Yes? Anything special? Your? How I came in knowledge? Very easily, smoothly. Through my parents. Yes. I will tell you about that also. Today somehow, after reading Baba's Murli, listening to Dadi Janki's class, two words have been ringing in my ears, and they are spiritual success. Everyone loves success. If you ask anyone, what do you want? They would say, we want success. We want to be successful. What is this success? We are not talking here the way the world looks at success. That is not our arena. On the other hand, all of us are well experienced. And we know this well. If I am spiritually successful, I can be easily successful in the world also. If I am successful, automatically material success will also be there. That's not a big thing. Because Baba has given an example. He quotes, he says to us, the ones who give gems of knowledge will be ever wealthy. It's a sign that the seed is spirituality that can make you wealthy not only for one birth, but for the whole kalpa. And we experience this also because I have not come across up to now any Brahmin soul who does not have enough to eat or a place to live. I haven't come across. Our last birth is also so beautiful, so good. It is, when compared to others in the world, much better. It's a sign that we have had very nice births in the whole of the cycle. And the genesis of that is the confluence. When we have this ample opportunity to make use of our spiritual strength. So when we look at spiritual success, then to my mind, it is at three levels. One, at my own personal level, where I have many qualities. Number one, I consider the ruling power and controlling power. At personal level, I'll be proficient in it. I'll be the master of these two powers. When it comes to controlling my mind, intellect, or my sanskars. Because now we know pretty well we cannot control others. All that we have to do is to control ourselves. We cannot control anyone. We can guide, but we can never be controllers. And when it comes to mind, let us go a little deeper. At the level of my mind, total controlling power implies, which defines success, is only that thought should emerge which is essential at that appropriate time, to the extent it is necessary. Appropriate time should be there. The intensity of that thought should also be well determined. It will be accurate. Whatever you have to do, howsoever much you have to do, whenever you have to do, to what extent you have to do, it will all be accurate. Whatever I need to speak, how much I have to speak, in what level I have to speak, to the extent I must speak, all this will be most accurate. A spiritually successful person will not be wasting a single thought. Because it becomes very effective, efficient. He has total mastery. When it comes to the level of intellect, intellect will also not be wasted in confusions. To be or not to be like Hamlet. But most accurate decision. And that decision will not be affecting him only, but that decision will bring benefit on an unlimited level. It will be beneficial for all. actions. Actions would be such which are exemplary and worth emulating. This is what Baba has said. Children, always remember, whatever I do, others are likely to follow me. This stays in my mind always. I remember my last meeting with Sakar Baba. It was night time, and those days there used to be lots of mosquitoes, and we were very young at that time, very small. So our duty used to be to take that, dhupvas, a pan which had repels these mosquitoes. So that kind of thing, and through that smoke, the mosquitoes used to fly away. So we used to first start with Baba's room and then go to others' room, and we used to go to the whole of Pandu Bhavan, you know. So we were doing that, standing before Baba, and Baba used to give us very good long drishti. He used to take us in his arms and say good night. And that day, in the last meeting, Baba, we stood before Baba, he gave drishti, but he did not take us in his arms. We kept standing, thinking Baba will take us in his arms. He did not. And he said to me one thing, which was probably, I consider it to be the direct inheritance from Baba. He said, "Child, always remember, whatever I do, others will learn from me. Others will follow me. If I give you an embrace, then here these people are also there. There were two or three more." So Baba said, they will also say, "No, it was nothing." But probably he had to give me this lesson, and he said that. So I feel spiritual success implies total elevated such actions which are followed by others. Others will follow. Because if we look at Bap Dada, if we look at our dadis who are spiritually successful, they are the embodiment of spiritual success. And what we find is, every little action of theirs is worth following. If you observe them, they are so detached. So detached. Yet, their actions are so effective. This is spiritual success, as far as our actions are concerned. Apart from this, if we look at, it is one thing to be victorious. Remember, it is one thing to be victorious. It is another thing to be successful. Both are different. Victory is success, no doubt. but in one thing. Victory you have to achieve again and again and again. You have a challenge and you have to be victorious. You have a challenge and you have to be victorious. Whereas success, there you don't have to. It is like cakewalk, smooth sailing. There you don't have to prove yourself. When it comes to victory, there you have to prove yourself. A successful person does not have to prove herself. This is a basic difference. Hence, I am successful in what sense? Maybe I am very good speaker. Maybe I am very good at karma yoga. Maybe I am good at meditation. Maybe I am good at churning. Maybe all these things are there. But sign of success is where every single soul with whom I interact gets the feeling of contentment and satisfaction. If a person feels satisfied, those around me feel contented and satisfied, that's a sign of my success. Baba has said, you have to have three certificates. One, from the self. Other one, from the family. And the third one, from Baba. This certificate, where I am able to not please. Pleasing is something else. Pleasing is temporary and transitory. But where I am able to give contentment, where a person feels satisfied, that is success. You just see, Bap Dada, anyone coming before him or her, no matter, the soul is sitting in the last seat of the hall. Soul is sitting in a far distant place across seven seas. Still that soul feels satisfied. This is success. We have to work for it. At times we say, well, we are not able to satisfy everyone. Someone or the other will remain dissatisfied. And we take it for granted. Spiritually successful person will not do that. It will come to him. Dadi Prakashmani is an example. One example before us. Mama and Baba are examples. Everyone felt satisfied. This is success. Fourth, a successful person, when anyone comes in their contact, they will feel that they have received something. they got something from us. It can be through vibrations. It can be through drishti. It can be through words. But they will feel, the people who come in touch with the successful person, the people will feel that they got something. They received something. In Hindi we say prapti. Experience of prapti. Experience of receiving something. Baba says, child, whoever comes in front of you, you have to give something. You are giving, but the other person should also feel that he or she has received. You have given, but the person should also feel that he or she has received it. Still, this is the stage where you are always giving. Giving. Just as sun shines, trees give fruits, rivers give water, they are made to give. Similarly, the one who is a successful person will always have the nature of giving. Giving. We say there are three kinds of lives. One, to live and let others live. Two, live at the cost of others. And three, to live for others. Successful person will be living for others. He doesn't have to take anything from the world or from any person. The feeling that I have to get something, this will not be there. Automatically, be giver. I'm made for giving others. I live for others. And one of the signs that Baba says in the Muralis, children, those who are successful, they will be finding a place in everyone's heart. Dil ke Raja. Winners of the hearts of others. That will be the sign. And everyone will consider them to be their own. Everyone will consider that person to be their own. We consider Dadi to be ours. I remember when we were small children, we used to quarrel. We brothers and sisters used to quarrel among ourselves. One would say, Mama loves me more. The other one would say, no, she loves me more. And Mama used to give love to everyone. But everyone used to have this feeling that she loves me more. Similarly, a person of success, spiritual success, because he has unlimited intellect. Unlimited means much, much beyond nationality, language, cultures. Much, much beyond personality traits of everyone. Unlimited means looking at others as totally pure souls, children of Baba. That unlimited vritti, it is not attitude. Attitude is not the right name for vritti. That kind of intentions, the way I look at others, unlimited. Only when I have this in my mind, then I can consider everyone to be mine and they will also feel that I belong to them. I belong to everyone. And Baba has said in the Muralis, it is such souls who become the sovereigns of the world. Their kingdoms will not be limited to small estates, but it will be beyond boundaries. Of the whole world. Spiritual success implies what Baba said in Sunday's Murli. If you remember, while defining the Maharathis, Baba made one point. I don't know how many of you got it registered in your minds, but it really struck my mind. Where Baba said, Maharathis will not be spending their time in clearing the obstacles. Not even a second or minute will be wasted on it. Remember? If there are any clouds, if there are any obstacles coming, Maharathis will sense them and they will not have to face them. With their own power, they would be able to destroy them. This is success. I was reminded of Vishnu. I was reminded of Commissioner Police from this world who keeps the pistol in his pocket but never uses it. Isn't it? It is the juniors who fight. Juniors who make use of guns. Commissioner Police never makes use of them, but just keeps it. That is success. Vishnu has all the four decorations in his hands. Does not use a single one. Vishnu doesn't use a single one. Just a decoration. Similarly, the powers will be the decoration of a successful person, where person does not have to make use of the powers also. That is success. You have all the powers, but you are not using them. No need to use them. You're such a powerful person. Remember when we used to play as small children in schools, colleges, if our team was very powerful, then we did not have to play the game also. We could just walk over. Remember your school days? And between two teams, one was very powerful, the other one would never come forward to fight, to play. They said, no, we bow out. That is success. There are three stages. One, where you are always fighting with the obstacles. Obstacles are coming, you are fighting. Number two, obstacles are coming and you are winning over. And the third one that Baba talks about, that Maya will not dare to come to you. Obstacles will not dare to come close to you. That is success. Now, it implies a lot of things. We have to be proficient in all the four subjects. All the four. Pass with honors in all the four. Not in aggregate. Remember. You know what is aggregate? Aggregate means putting together the marks of all the four subjects. It's not like that. In every single subject, you'll pass with distinctions. It is not that in yoga I have 50% and in giving gyan I have 100%, so it comes to equally 75%. No, not like that. In every single subject I have to excel. Every single subject. And still we complain about concentration, meditation. It means we lag behind. We will lag behind. Successful person means distinctions in all the subjects. Successful person means will have fund of power of purity. If you recall the conversations that Baba used to hold with double foreigners, when he used to meet every single person At times, he has praised the power of purity in some individuals. And Baba clearly said, if you have this power of purity, you will be always successful. So a lot has to be done at that level. Power of purity. It is purity that brings everything else. Everything else. Purity attracts. Purity gives the experience of spirituality. When I say spirituality, it is not the right term. I want to say ruhaniyat, for which you do not have exact translation in English. Spirituality is not the translation of the word ruhaniyat. Ruhaniyat is a very special thing, a senseful thing. A senseful divine interactions, divine behavior. Very lovely and very powerful. It is this ruhaniyat that attracts everyone. Spiritual success means where I am able to have good relationships with everyone. Which means flexibility. A person who is very tight in his behavior, in his personality, cannot be successful. A successful person should be able to know where he has to bow, where he has to stand, where he has to wriggle out, how he has to wriggle out his way. Successful person knows. Because Baba has given us all kind of education. He has not hidden anything. In what circumstances we have to do what? Has been told to us very clearly. Very clearly. So, flexibility. And yet firm. Yet firm. The mind of a successful person always remains open. Here I remember the words of Queen Mother. I don't know how many of you are aware of her. Queen Mother is the mother of Didi Manmohini. And I often quote her words as small young Kumaris when we used to come to Madhuban. Always she used to tell us, remember my three words, chuk chuk, mar mar, sik sik. Which means, always bow, be humble. Number two, mar mar, you have to die, not others. And third, sik sik, which means learn. And as young persons, it never used to get into our heads. Never. We used to say, why should we bow? Because young people are taught not to bow. Why should we bow before others? And number two, murmur, why should I die? We are young people, why should we die? Didn't understand the implication. And 3, 6, 6, learn. Yes, this is good. We have to learn. But now I realize there was so much wisdom in those words. What does it take? If I bow, what's wrong in it? I learn to be flexible. I learn to be humble. What is wrong? And Baba has said so nicely, if you bow now in the path of bhakti, they as devotees will bow before your idols. He has said it clearly in the Muralis. If I bow or become humble, it means I create space for others. And Baba loves this act. Once Baba also said, supposing it is not your mistake, but if you make a phone call or you take the first step of coming closer, saying hello, Om Shanti, you will get those extra marks. So I should be wise and clever to accumulate more and more marks. What's so wrong in it? What is wrong in it? Bow. But it means killing my ego. Humility implies winning over ego. I was reading somewhere, it is the coins that make noise. Coins, when they fall down, they make noise. I think it is Shakespeare who said, currency notes don't make noise. Isn't it? Coins, when they fall down, they make noise. But if currency notes fall down, they don't make noise. Which implies, as we assume, get more and more success, we have to become more and more humble. Never be proud of it, never be egoistic. An egoist person can never be successful. A successful person is never an egoist. Never. Similarly, spiritual success, once I remember when Baba was talking to us after our training, and he said, the one who is number one, what is the role of that person? And Baba said, the role of that person is to make others also number one. A successful person is successful herself or himself, but simultaneously will also guide others how to be spiritually successful. Like our dadis do. Okay. And one thing that I learnt last night when I was sitting with Dadi Janki, she gave very nice, beautiful interpretation how Baba is the intellect of intellectuals. Buddhivano ki buddhi. Lalita bin kya kehte hai? Highest intellect of the intellectuals. The highest one among the intellectuals. and Dadi gave very good interpretation. Why Shiv Baba called Buddhivano ki Buddhi? The highest intellect of the intellectuals. Why does Baba say so? Why is Baba so? Because it is Brahma Baba who through his intellect pulls our intellect and takes them to Shiv Baba. So Buddhi Vano ki Buddhi. The highest intellect. Which implies, if you think over it, my intellect stops thinking, but it becomes so plain, so clean, so clear that Shiv Baba is able to operate through that intellect. He is the one who has all the authority, but the most spiritually successful person will not make use of his intellect at all. Through his intellect, Baba will work. Baba will operate through his intellect, which means that he will be able to serve others through his intellect. Intellect has nothing to do with success. Intellect, if surrendered to Baba, then Baba makes use of it. Okay? This, I feel, is a spiritually successful person. What are the qualities required? I have not touched upon it. You can think about it, churn over it, and expand it. But who could be a spiritually successful person? In fact, since morning, lots of things were also to be done, but simultaneously this churning was going on, and I thought, why not have class on this? Okay? All of us love success. When all of us love success, so let us be spiritually successful also. Okay? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Okay? So the question that was asked to me was, how I came in Gyan. It was merely at the age of 8.5 years when my father first started going to the center. It was year 1958, January, in Kanpur. And after 1 year, my mother started going because my youngest brother was born. So she couldn't go before. And when the parents go, then automatically children also go with them. And I'm very lucky. The opportunities that were given to us were ample. Received a lot of love from Mama and Baba, from the Divine Family. And Baba wanted me to continue with my studies. Those days, Kumaris were not supposed to be studying a lot. But Baba had foreseen my role probably, and he said, I should study. And I should study in English. He will send me abroad. This is what he said to me. Said to my father too. And then since then I continued with my studies, and simultaneously I was taking classes also, living at home, But after university education and after working for one full year as a lecturer in university, I dedicated my life to the Yajna in the year 1972. And for 1 year, Dadi Prakashmani gave me an experience to go around two or three centers like Bangalore. She kept me in Madhuban for 2 months, in Bangalore for 5 months, and then she sent me to Indore for a few months. And when both Dadi and Didi came to Indore, when the first seminar on Gita Sermonizer was held, after that, 1973, February, Delhi Pandav Bhavan was ready for international service, and it was to be inaugurated, and they needed some, Dadi Baba needed some person who could speak in English, give Gyan in English, and I was placed over there, along with, under the canopy of Dadi All-Rounder, Dadi Gulzar's mother, Dadi Gulzar and Dadi Nirmashanta. So we had the sustenance of these three Dadis. And I had good fortune of living with Dadi Gulzar for 20 years in the same room, sharing my room with Dadi. And when ORC was created, then Baba wanted me to take care of that. So in the year 2001, I came to ORC. Presently, I'm in ORC as well as Pandav Bhavan, Delhi. From time to time, I have to go there. So this is how. I was in the purity office doing VIP service. That was my area of service. I was not in charge of any center before ORC, had no experience, but Baba has given lots and lots and lots of love and sustenance. Both I have received from Dadis as well as from Baba, and so I am here before you.